So what's this like for you, having to, you know, create a game plan with maybe you'll have Aaron, maybe you'll have Brett?
It's a process. We started a process sometime the end of last week. We always do like a preliminary start. And so now we'll wait. We'll wait and find out. I believe Coach will address that from a medical standpoint. But it's just part of the process. I mean, we'll put some ideas down as far as how we see it versus what they do and the success that they've had and what we're comfortable with.
If he is able to play, is there a big expansion of the playbook for everybody, receivers, running backs, new things that they'd have to learn simply because of stuff Aaron's able to do?
Well, I think all of our guys have a pretty good understanding as far as the playbook that we put in, going back to training camp. And, you know, you talk about an extended version of that or just kind of keeping it simple. I think over the last, you know, few weeks, we've all kind of kept it simple as far as, you know, let's go out and let's make sure that we execute the way we know how with the concepts that we, you know, have been extremely productive doing. So I think that's really the starting point, regardless of the situation.
How do you get a quarterback ready to play who hasn't played in 2 months?
You continue to go through the process from a classroom standpoint and obviously the work that they're able to do out on the field with the individual periods that we have from a fundamental standpoint. And then obviously the team reps are extremely important. You know, and with that, you know, the team reps from a timing standpoint, rhythm standpoint, you know, putting from a passing game standpoint, the receivers and the quarterback on the same page as route runners.
Just how good was Devontae yesterday? And, you know, I think they put their number one corner on him for most of the game, and obviously he took over for him.
Right. You know, you continue to, you know, just be excited about the success that he's having. He's been able to continue to stack success, and that's something that we talk about all the time. But it's always his approach. There's no surprise because he goes about it from a competitive standpoint in practice. And so when you see him on game day, it's just an extension of what he's been able to do in practice. He practices the exact same way he plays. He competes his tail off in practice. And so when he gets in those one-on-one situations, he takes complete, you know, he makes the most of those opportunities, take complete advantage of it. And, you know, we've been extremely fortunate. You go back and you look at the final play. You know, his ability to break tackles, but yet, you know, with the spin move, put two hands on the football because we all know the importance of the ball in that situation, and then finish the game off the way he did was outstanding.
Have you seen a rookie come this far in the passing game concepts as Jamal has, breaking off that route deep, has worked in the checkdowns yesterday? It just seems pretty sharp.
You know what he is, and you know he showed some of that in the beginning when he first came in here in training camp, and obviously it's more about making the most of your opportunity. But he puts the time in from a preparation standpoint. That starts with him and being in that classroom and what he's been able to do when we emphasize certain things. You go back and look at his overall play. Again, cannot say it enough as far as the job that he's been able to do from a protection standpoint, being in sync and on the same page with that protection unit. And when he's in a situation where now it's one-on-one, you know, he's fundamentally sound and he blocks his defender. With that being said, as a receiver coming out of the backfield, he's been able to do some great things for us, some explosive plays. And yesterday was another example of him finishing that play. You know, he's out there by himself, and all of a sudden the ball is coming, but he has to have some awareness as far as where he's at in reference to the sideline and for him to finish that play. Again, Brett making the throw and Jamal making the catch. That was a big play for us.
Back to Devontae, he didn't have a catch in the first half yesterday. He had 10 in the second half. What did you see during that first half that kind of led you guys making that adjustment at halftime?
It's just certain things we look for. We started the game fast. Obviously, we had the extension of the drive based on the fake punt. And so we started fast like we always intend on doing, start the game fast and finish strong, which we did. You go back and look at the fourth quarter, we finished strong. Certainly in the fourth quarter as well as the overtime period, I believe, in the second half. We had five drives, if I'm not mistaken, five drives, and then the result was three touchdowns and one ended on downs. But, you know, that was the plan as far as just making sure we get, you know, our playmakers the ball and coming back out in that second half. We're able to do that, I think. What helped in that situation, you know, we started converting third down, which gave us more opportunities. I think we ended up with 74 official snaps.
You played for Holmgren, and he scripted the first 15. We always made a big deal out of that. And Mike said he kind of put you guys in that category. What's been so good about those first 15 ideas, and what can you do to try and harness the momentum you're creating with those strong first drives so you start following them up with more productivity?
First, I would say just continue to execute the way we've been executing. I think being in sync and understanding what we're looking for with a mix of personnel and formation variations, but yet concepts that, again, you know, our guys know and have been extremely productive and going out and executing. I think that's really the starting point in how we approach the game.
Did you shorten that because Rob made
sorry.
That's technically now. That would be a fine.
It can be.
I'm guilty.
Nicker, going back to Jamal for a second, would you say that right now the difference between him and Aaron, who you both like, is his protection, though? I mean, is that really what's kind of setting him apart right now?
I'm just saying that he's doing an outstanding job in all three areas, all three categories as a running back. When you look at his run instincts, his ability to be productive as a runner, not a lot of wasted movement, his pad level finishing forward, breaking tackles. And then you look at, you know, his ability as a receiver out of the backfield, the production in that standpoint as well. And then obviously a big part of his responsibility is a pass protector, and he has done a nice job. But you go back and you watch the tape from last, you know, from yesterday, and Aaron was in a situation as well where they ended up bringing the free safety off the edge, and he did a nice job picking him up. And then they brought him a second time, and we could be a little bit more fundamentally sound on the second opportunity. But Aaron, without a doubt, I mean, he's been doing a good job of that as well.
Can you describe what happened on the fourth and one play down near the goal line?
Well, you know, it was just one of those situations where, unfortunately, we just didn't execute, you know, the play that went in the huddle. Obviously, that it just didn't work out. And, you know, from that standpoint, you know, it's you know, we'll chalk that up to just the overall execution of the play. I can't really get into the scheme as far as what we were trying to get done on that.
Would you call it communication error, that one guy heard something?
No, I would just put it in the overall, just overall execution, you know, from top to the bottom.